Do you have a dirty little secret? Welcome to the club.
And you're all invited.
The first rule of the Dirty Little Secrets Club is tell everyone about the Dirty Little Secrets Club.
We're handing out memberships free of charge.
Step up to the VIP line and let Dana and Brimstone take you on a weekly ride of secrets and debauchery.
Now buckle up, Buttercup, because things are about to get heated on the Dirty Little Secrets Club.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Dirty Little Secrets Club. I'm Dana Barrera.
And this is Brimstone.
Brim, you had yourself a weekend in Texas. Barbecue, baby. How'd that go?
Oh, man. It was incredible. Listen, every time I go to Texas, it's just awesome. Everything's bigger in Texas. And that was the same with my belly. It got bigger because I had to eat a ridiculous amount of barbecue. What do you call it? Dylan and I judged for that Syndicate Smokedown, which was absolutely badass. Really, really cool. I will say there was one brisket. This is my dirty little secret. 15 years, I think, maybe more, a little less, that I've been like officially judging foodie competitions. And there was one, only one. Everything else was great. There was one, and I didn't mention it to anybody else, that I spit it out. It was that bad. I spit it out. It was god awful. I don't know what they did to this thing, but they abused that poor piece of meat. And why they were competing, I have no idea. At the end of the day, like I said, there were 65 official competitors, and I think a total of like 75 to 80 teams. All right, like when I say massive, it was massive. Mm-hmm. So one out of that many, that's a good showing. You know what I mean? So,
did you spit it out because of the like spices of it? Or did you spit it out because it was like a tough piece of meat that was like, you're like, I'm not swallowing. It's like gum. It's going to take 7 years to digest in your belly. I know that's an urban legend. I'm just saying.
My friend, picture everything and anything you could think of that would make you want to spit something out. And let's just say that was it.
Okay.
It was absolutely awful. First of all, okay, just so everybody's aware, the way we judge for this competition specifically, it is all numbered. So we don't know who's, and otherwise I would have had a conversation. But, you know, I legit Gordon Ramsay.
We gotta talk, bro.
Gordon Ramsay did. I was like, I gagged at
you
the table.
You fucking donkey.
Oh my God. And you know, it was all the professionals, you know, we were all the celebrity judges that were doing that part. Mm-hmm. We were at the final table, and I don't know how it got to the final table, to be completely honest. I that boggled my mind. But it was, first of all, just to give you an idea and an example, the brisket, when it's cut, is supposed to be cut a specific way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this brisket was cut the wrong way. So if you don't know how to cut a brisket properly, that probably means you don't know how to cook the brisket properly.
Right.
And it was it looked, felt, smelled, tasted absolutely awful.
Now,
abhorrent.
Let's find out that this was a meat substitute. It was actually the vegan barbecue place that was.
I wish I would have been okay with that. No, I wouldn't have. Not with that flavor profile. It felt like I tasted something dead on my tongue. Like it was not good. And don't say, it was an animal and now it's dead.
It was roadkill.
It was bad.
It was armadillo roadkill.
Dylan was like, it was like they burnt it and then they sprayed it with lighter fluid and then relit it. Everybody gave it like zero. Like I was the only one that's, you're not supposed to spit it out. But the problem is with me, I take bigger bites because I want to make sure to give everything a fair shake. And I want to make sure it permeates all my taste buds. I want to get the full experience. So a bite for most people is small. I take a bigger piece. So when that thing laid across my tongue, I swear to God, I was about to uke. Everything else was amazing. Everybody else's was great. It was a tough competition. A lot of these cats were really, really good, had cool flavor profiles. But you know, at the end of the day, that one. So that was my dirty little secret,
Ooh,
personal dirty little
I
secret of the
am
day.
shocked that you spit it out. Like,
I
it
never.
had to have been bad.
It was. And you know me, I eat. I like to eat. And I'm not picky. You know what I mean? Now, I know the difference between good and bad. I know all the little nuances. I've done it for many years. But in general, if I'm just gonna go, I'll go get a burger from a fast food joint. I'll have
Oh, yeah.
a pizza from a 7-Eleven or a Wawa. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna complain about it. But yeah, let's have a chili from this place. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But when you're competing, it's a whole different level. And I expect from you a whole different level. So when you're gonna feed me something, I'm expecting you to feed me something that you would feed yourself, not that you wouldn't feed to your dog.
Ugh.
So, but that's
Ugh.
about it. Anyway, you're going to New Orleans again, aren't you?
Yeah, and I'm gonna eat my way through that too. So I am. Yeah, it's a same time next year trip, and I am so excited because these girls that I'm going with, one, they're all a decade younger than me, but so fun. Every time I go, I have the best time, and I cannot wait to go shake my booty on the dance floor, hang out with some of my girlfriends. We're gonna do a couple of tours. Definitely gonna eat our way through some things. I need a vacation bad. I got lots of kids. I got lots of dogs. I need a vacation. I need some me time.
Yeah. I feel you. I feel you. Yeah. I'm definitely needing a vacation at some point. Really cool. I'm getting way too old, and you know, soon enough they're gonna be shoving me into one of those elderly homes. And
Yeah.
you can put me
Nursing
away and
homes.
nurse, that's it, the nursing homes. They can put me in, I'm gonna be one of those old ass biddies sitting in there going, you know, where's my
Hey,
medicine? Give me my food.
you might find yourself getting a little treat at one of those nursing homes if you're anything like this dirty little secret from the world last week.
What you talking about, Dana? What you talking about?
There was a girl who does OnlyFans, and
Oh.
her whole thing, she's a porn star. Her whole
Okay.
gig is she likes to do elderly men. So,
Really?
in order for her to get fresh meat, she goes to nursing homes. And this woman has been kicked out of three nursing homes already.
The fact that you just said fresh meat, pun intended, I'm over the moon of that on that. That
The thing is,
was
it's not even my quote. It's straight from her. She said, I needed fresh meat. So
hilarious. Oh my
she would
God.
visit the nursing homes trying. So now she has to sneak her meat out of the nursing homes because she's been kicked out of three nursing homes.
Oh my God. And so she did these guys know, did the older guys know that she's filming them for
Yeah,
content?
they all consent. It's all on the up and up as far as I know. Now, but you do kind of risk the whole does one of their kids have power of attorney? Are they all in their right mind? Like all of that. But that's her legal battle, not ours. We like, could you imagine? Now, one, do you want to be in a nursing home whenever you're older?
No.
You don't?
No.
I'm like, sign me up. I want to play
Really?
bingo. I want to hang out with old people and eat jello and watch movies. Yeah.
I will come out there and visit you, God willing. But I do not want to be in a nursing home. I'd rather, you know, live either, you know, nearby or with my family or something. I mean, or just if I have to be on my own, be on my own if everybody's gone. But I'm the oldest, so I don't think that's gonna happen.
Yeah,
Knock
I
on
think
wood.
it sounds fun. I want to like live. I want to be assisted living, not like somebody taking care of me all the time.
Assisted living's not bad.
Yeah, I want to do like my own apartment or whatever. Somebody's there if I need them. And then they plan everything. They're like, yo, Monday night is bingo. And Tuesday night, we're having drinks and spaghetti night and like I want somebody to plan all the things for me. I want my friends, I want a book club, I want to chill, and I don't want to be a pain in the ass to my kids. Now,
I
not
do.
on my
I
list.
do. I had to wipe your ass. You can come wipe my ass. You
See,
kidding me?
I don't want my kids wiping my ass. Pay somebody else to do it.
You really want some stranger wiping your ass?
If they're nice to me.
If they're nice to
and
me.
If they're not going to film me and put me on their OnlyFans to make a buck off of me.
Well, I mean, I popped it up real quick. I was very curious.
Yeah.
And apparently this girl is saying that even the grandmothers are agreeing to it, the wives, because they can't satsatisfy their husbands anymore.
So they're like,
just go for it. Signing off on it. It says it right here. Even the grandmas agree because I'm satisfying their husbands, which they can no longer do. What the ever loving hell? I would never get the okay on that.
No,
I would never get the okay on that.
Listen, and also,
and that's okay. I understand.
For my husband, I mean, and this is my relationship. Grandma and grandpa, you guys do what suits you. And maybe I'll change my mind over time. Who knows? But I kind of feel like if I'm not getting it, you're not getting it.
Well,
sorry,
first of
hubs.
All, you know, my wife is at least 8 years, you know, my junior. So,
yeah.
So, you know, that might actually work out for me, I hope.
Mm-hmm.
As long as my things still are moving, which this family, we should be all right. But, you know, like, you know, I'm just saying. Oof. Oy,
but
yoy,
I also kind of feel like I'm not the kind of person that's like, oh, I need sex all the time. You know, if sex camel, I can go without. Like, I like sex, but if I don't have to have sex. My
Fair
husband,
enough.
On the other hand, he likes sex and he needs sex.
Oh, no, I need it. I have
yeah.
to have it. I am a miserable person without it.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I guess maybe I understand the grandmas.
Speaking about grandmas,
fine.
What do you call it? You know, and you know, I guess old skin being used in manners that they not necessarily should be used, I guess you'd say. You sent me a little thing about a 19th century book. You want to give a little bit more detail on that?
Okay. There is this book that was written forever ago, and it's been in the Harvard Library.
Okay.
This book is covered in human skin. And they just had to remove it from the library. So somebody bought this book from the author. The author did not do this. And this guy figured out a way to cover a book. He treated a woman's skin from the hospital that he worked at. He was a doctor. And he covered this book in this woman's skin. We don't know who the woman was. It's random.
So she okayed it?
Nope. Like
really?
a lot of bodies back in the day that were used for experiments or whatever, a lot of them were not okayed. And that is one of the reasons that they removed this book from the Harvard Library.
It was a cadaver?
I don't think it was a woman in the hospital that he worked at. She died. He used her skin.
So it was a cadaver. So she was already, she was dead. It wasn't like
yes.
He sliced stuff off of some
She
living...
wasn't tortured as far as I know.
As far as we know.
As far as we know.
I don't know. I mean, you know, she could have been tortured. Maybe her husband was one of the ones that was getting it on with, you know.
The OnlyFans?
Miss OnlyFans. But... No. I think the timeline's a little off.
It's a little off there,
little
but you
off.
Never know. But what kind of fucking sick shit has to happen for you to think, you know what this book needs? A human skin book cover.
Who does that?
Who
does that? Oh yeah, let's put some skin around it and let's see how it looks.
Well, I cannot follow the brain trail that gets to that point of like I don't want human skin covering anything except for my own body.
Okay, so it apparently the book is about the nature of souls and life after death. So it's about life after death. So I can see why he might have wanted to get a little creative with it. But I mean, that's a little cryptic. You know, do we know when he decided to wrap it? Because yeah, the book was made in the 1880s. De
I think
Destinis de l'âme or de l'âme or something like that.
my French is garbage.
Okay.
So
De destines, de destinis, de lame or lame, lame, I think it would be lame would probably be the way it was said. Look, I'm not French, so if you don't like it,
Or
school us.
correct us. We
Yeah, correct us.
can
We'll
take
take
some
it.
criticism.
But it's already okay, so it's already been in the university library for 100 years. So what do you call it? So this is, I mean, do we know when it was actually bound? That's the question.
It was after that. So the original author is not the person that bound the book. It was a guy after that, the doctor. It says it in the article, and maybe we'll post this on social media also. But I don't know. That's some cannibalism vibes right there. Like I would want to check his brain. I would not want to be locked in a room with him. I'll tell you that much.
No. It looks like it might have been in 1944.
It was in the 1900s that it was bound in skin.
Okay.
But now Harvard has to take it out of. Could you imagine being the person that signed out the book that had human skin?
Okay. So now this boggles my freaking mind. Why would they have that for, in the library for people to take out? If anything, that would belong in like a museum, wouldn't it?
You would think, but I don't even know that they knew for sure that it was bound in human skin. I think maybe it was like a rumor, but they did test the book and it is human skin.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Ouch. Oh,
So you can no longer get this book in the Harvard Library. However, they did digitize the book, so you can go online and download it, I guess. But yeah, the human skin is out. I think they're trying to figure out who the woman was if they can. I wonder if they can do like DNA testing on that.
Well, did a DNA test, they found out it was that bitch.
That
You know?
bitch.
That wasn't that how the Lizzo song go?
Yeah.
I'm trying. I'm reaching. I'm reaching. I am. What do you call it? Speaking about that bitch, did you hear about that girl who got arrested and then is claiming the victim?
Oh my gosh, was it the Howard
Alyssa
Stern
Jordana.
girl?
Yeah. Alyssa Jordana, I believe is her name. And I watched the video, and this woman, now again, I'm not too familiar with the lead up to it. I believe this is her, the guy that she was fooling around with. He was either in a relationship or married or whatever it was. And then she was doing a live stream and she decided to call his wife or whatever on the phone during the live stream. You know what I mean? And that was what was going on. So he was telling her to get off or whatever. And then she was just like smacking him. And now it's
She reaches
saying,
over and just like slaps him right in the face. He's like, my nose.
that it's her ex-fiance. Now, my question is, maybe I got the story wrong a little bit. Maybe these two were engaged and she was calling the one that was
He was
fooling
a,
around with him.
yeah.
Either way, she was like bitch slapping him in the car.
Yeah.
And he warned her, he's like, bitch, you better stop hitting me, otherwise I'm gonna kick the shit out of you or something like that. And
And he does.
and he did beat the Evan Livingston, which is funny because the guy looks like a little pussy to begin with,
I was
and
like,
they don't
he
match
doesn't
up.
look like somebody that I, you know what, I'm being judgmental here, but
I'll be judgmental. It's okay.
you
First of all, the two of them don't look like they match whatsoever, so I don't get that at all. What do you call it? Yeah,
I
let's see.
understand that feelings can rage high whenever you are in a circumstance like that. I've been in a circumstance like that. I've done things I'm not proud of. I probably could have gotten in big trouble by the police. Luckily, I didn't. But that's called like growing and healing. And, I wouldn't do that now. That was me in
Right.
my 20s whenever I was a different human being. That's rough, man.
Oh,
Like
yeah.
that feeling, ugh, awful.
So it says that she said that this guy that she was beating the snot out of, that in the video, it was, what do you call it? They had set up a couples therapy session So they could kind of discuss, you know, before they got married, you know, they were having some issues and so forth. So what do you call it? She said that she ended up with his phone during the session, and then she found texts and money transfers to other women. So that's what it was. So I'm confused. So she, I think she was technically in the right on this. Not that she should have went and swinging on him, but obviously it blindsided her because she thought that she was, you know, in a committed relationship.
Definitely
What do you
not
call it?
excusing the behavior. Keep your damn hands to yourself. However, God, that feeling, oh, it's so bad. I know where she's coming from. And controlling that is very hard in that moment. Still not
Well,
excusing the behavior. You have to learn to
no.
control it.
Well,
But
he grabbed
shit,
her like a
man.
caveman, grabbed her by the hair, yanked that bitch, all right, and what do you call it, was pulling hair out of her
Oh
head,
my God.
and there were clumps of it,
Ugh.
nonetheless. And yeah, and then he like dragged her by her hair out of the car, choking her. Now, again,
Did they both get in trouble for this? Do you know what
no,
happened?
only she got in trouble from what I hear. Here's the thing, is I guess she called that. So honestly, if they were engaged, then I'm wrong. She was more in the right to do what she was doing, I suppose. But I mean, the assault part was not so good. She hit him
No.
first. She hit him
Yeah.
first. So, you know, obviously that's gonna be, yeah. And it could have been a lot worse if she wasn't recording. He could have beat the snot out of her more, you know, if she wasn't recording, right?
That is true. I think that, oh God, that's a really rough one because again, being in that situation, I can't imagine how fucking devastated and hard that must have been. And but yeah, assault, no bueno. You get
No,
in trouble for that.
it's not good. You can't do things like that. You know, if
No,
that's the
no,
case,
no, no.
decide you're not gonna go in and get married. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
that's what I would say. Just
You
forget about it,
feel a
man.
lot better about yourself if you don't do the beating up of other people and you just say, you know what? I'm done with this relationship. Thank you. Goodbye.
Right. I mean, look, and if that's the case. You know, if they're not, married yet, but you're considering to get, just considering you're going to get married and you're engaged, maybe it's time to, you know, kind of steer clear. And it's better to know before you go, if you know what I'm saying.
Hopefully, there's a prenup.
Yeah, right. Well, and here's the
You
thing, is
sound
it.
like a couple that needs a prenup.
Yeah. What do you call it? And and things get crazy, and you know, just in regular marriage, what do you call it, where things happen every day and so forth, and things can create a wedge in any marriage. I mean, you know, schedules, conflicting schedules can be absolutely mind-boggling to deal with, you know?
Just recently, Carson Daly was talking about sleep divorcing.
What the hell is sleep divorce?
Sleep, so he's not actually divorcing his wife yet that we know of, but here's the thing.
That we know
That
of
we know of.
as of recording.
They did sleep divorce, though, in 2019, basically saying that now they sleep in separate bedrooms.
Really?
Yeah, for various reasons. Like he was doing a show where he had to be up at 3 in the morning and she was on a different schedule. She was pregnant at one point and couldn't sleep in the same bed. They were tossing and turning or snoring or whatever. And I think that this is something that people do. Like a lot of people are sleep divorcing.
I can't. See, I can't sleep. I hate when I'm away. I hate not being in the bed with, you know, with Danielle. I don't like sleeping by myself. You know what I mean? I like have like, and don't get me wrong, sometimes when I'm just totally exhausted and I get into one of those king size beds and I'm laying out there, knock out, like, but you know, I don't get as good of a night's sleep as when I'm sitting next to, you know, the person I'm with. So at the end of the day, I understand. You know, to where they don't want to be interrupted. Like the other, it was last week, Danielle's alarm was going off, and like I just finally gotten to sleep, and I'm like, okay, you know what I mean? So I understand that, but I would never want to sleep in a separate room. But you know, I guess to each their own. I'm not going to yuck their yum, as you would say.
Yeah.
You know, Carson Daly was a real nice guy. I worked with him in, what do you call it, on TRL. I did a thing for when it was WWF and MTV. We did TRL years
That's
ago.
cool.
And Carson was a really nice guy. You know, and from what I've heard, again, I don't know him that well. I know him for a hot second in my timeline.
Right.
But I've always heard good things about him, and that he was good to his significant other. And, you know, so.
Yeah, they've been together a long time too, right?
Yeah.
Like,
Maybe this is how they stay together. I don't know.
Well, that's what he said. He said that is how they stay together. And quite honestly, like, so I am an incredibly light sleeper. Like,
Right.
a single noise goes off, a bird chirps, you name it, and I am awake. And my husband snores. And so that can be a very difficult thing. Also, now as I'm getting older, I'm experiencing life changes. I get really cold and I get really hot, and I am tossing and turning all night long.
Oh.
So I could imagine that my husband gets fucking annoyed when he has to wake up at 4 in the morning to go to work.
Right.
And I've spent the last 6 hours tossing and turning next to him because I can't get comfortable. And he now has to put breathe right strips on so that he doesn't keep me up. So sometimes for your sanity, you know, sometimes separate rooms, you can still have sex and sleep in separate rooms, you know?
This is true. But isn't that like a, isn't that just like a, all right, well, like, how do I put this? I don't want to sound disrespectful. Isn't that like, okay, well, I've got a whore for the evening type of a thing? Like, all right, you know, bang me and then get out. You
Heck
know what I'm saying?
No, not when you're in a loving, committed relationship with somebody. Like, you, it's not like you're divorcing everything else and all you do is meet up in the middle of the night to have sex and then go your separate ways. You're still doing daily life together. You're still dinner or taking walks or watching, like, you're still doing all the things. You're just like, all right, we did all the things together. Love you. Mwah. Good night. I'm going to go sleep peacefully in this room, and you're going to sleep peacefully in that room, and I'm going to wake up tomorrow and not want to claw your eyes out.
Fair enough. What do you call it? He's still in New York, right?
Carson Daly? Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think they live in New York. They've been in New York for a long time.
And crazier things have happened in New York. Trust me, I live here.
Oh my
I
God.
Get it. Did you hear? I don't know if I mentioned this to you. There was a guy, apparently, and this is just coming out. He came to New York. I think he was an immigrant. Came to New York, paid $200.57 for one night in a New York City hotel, and then lived there rent free for years, like a few years. Now it's possible that he's going to go to jail.
Wait, how does one do this?
So it's the New Yorker Hotel. That's where he went. So he figured he's going to go to the New Yorker Hotel. And it was 5 years, not three, 5 years. And it was because of a local housing law. So like some kind of a rent. What did they call it? It's hold on. Let's see. Because he attempted to claim ownership of the hotel. That's one
what?
Of the things he did. Yeah. Let's see. As alleged,
he
Mickey
put a
Barreto,
fucking flag in the toilet and say it's mine now.
He repeatedly and fraudulently claimed ownership of one of the city's most iconic landmarks, the New Yorker Hotel. He's facing 24 charges, including 14 felony fraud counts. He could be sentenced to several years in prison, which then he'll get some free room and board there too.
Yeah. It sounds like it's exactly what he wanted to do. His plan is working out.
Let's see. It is because of the New York City Rent Stabilization Code. The law grants tenants who live in individual rooms within buildings built prior to 1969 the right to request a 6 month lease. So what do you call it? So he checked into the room in 2018 with his partner for one night and was charged $200.57. The next day, he requested a 6 month lease from the hotel, and then they evicted him. Okay, so he wasn't an immigrant, but he is a California transplant. So what do you call it? He refused to take no for an answer, and basically, you know, sat and I guess squatted. And you know, we have crazy laws here in New York also about squatting. So
how do you not just go in and change the locks?
Well, because you can't. In New York, you can't. So for example, my mother, way before she passed away, the house that I grew up in, she was renting it, you know, because she still owned the house. She was renting the house, and what do you call it? In between renters, people broke in, and they just set up shop and started having mail sent there. And what do you call it? New York law, you can't change the locks. You'll get arrested. You'll get arrested if you change the locks. You can't throw them out. You can't do any of that. Now, again, I did go down there. Another dirty little secret. I went down there with my very, very, let's say, good friends. And got a little bit of a bad background. And we went down there. We cleared
waste
house.
Management.
We went and we took care of that waste management, if you know what I'm saying. So what do you call it? We did go down there and handled that.
Take care of some business.
Yeah. Now, of course, we could have gotten into trouble for it, but that was many years ago, and you know the people are no longer around. Let's just say. So
some laws really blow my mind. We need to do an episode on like just dumb ass laws that happen sometime.
Oh, yeah.
But like the people that go into a house to rob it and then they fall and break their leg and like sue the homeowners. I'm like, how the hell does this happen? It doesn't make sense in my head.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They robbing the house and they fall, hurt themselves, and then they sue.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
It is absolutely ludicrous. As far as I know. What do you call it there? It's the squatter rights and there's nothing that you could do about it. There's a lot of different things.
Flaunt himself through the hotel lobby, you know, like he just came down and he's like, can't get rid of me.
Well, pretty much.
Oh my God.
There's what do you call it? And you know, things are so backed up in Manhattan and the courts, it'll take years before they'll have an issue with that. There's been squatters that took over Beverly Hills mansion that was worth over $5 million dollars. Well, millions of dollars, and they were there for about 5 months. There was a renter that what do you call it? That literally, you know, stopped paying rent and then was there for however many years, couldn't get thrown out. Squatters actually took over one of Gordon Ramsay's restaurants in London and are threatening legal action. What do you call this? There's a lot of different things that just like we could do a whole episode on squatters.
Holy
alone.
Crap. Like how
craziness, right?
Basically, what this episode has taught me is I can just walk into any place that I feel that I deserve. I'm just going to walk into a La Jolla mansion and be like, I live here now. Do something about it.
Well, if you're there and you set up shop and on top of that, you're doing, what do you call it? You know, you're getting your mail there. You know, that's it. So
sending my mail to the White House tomorrow.
Well, that's going to be a little more difficult. But, you know, at the end of the day.
President.
I think everybody
gets a puppy.
Everybody gets a puppy. Yeah. And now you got more debt because you got to take care of it.
Oh, gosh. Crap.
Can you imagine?
I take it back. I don't want it. I don't want the job.
They would all love you. Then they'd all hate you.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Sounds about right.
You don't
right.
want that presidency job. No. I don't think anybody wants that. Well, I guess people do want. They want that, what they perceive as power. But,
right.
You know, I've said numerous times that I was like, you know, I could do politics. I could get up there and do some politics. What do you call it? Because I've been asked. The New York State, one of my senators over here who I'm friendly with, is like, Brim, let us get you in. I will get your everything funded. I will make sure that you can run the whole campaign. I will help. I will promote. I will, you know, he's like, I think you should do like councilman stuff. Yeah, like to start as councilman and stuff like that. And I'm like, I don't know. And then Danielle's like, absolutely not. She's like,
way
nope.
To go, Danielle. Great advice. Absolutely. Put your foot down. That's a terrible idea. You will be miserable forever.
There have been plenty of wrestlers that actually have gone on and done politics and done very
Arnold
well.
Arnold Schwarzenegger was the governor of California for a while. So
he's not a wrestler, but I do understand what you're saying.
Yeah, bodybuilder to acting to governor. I mean,
didn't he do a good job though?
I mean, I'm sure that there are going to be people out there that say that he did not, and I'm sure that there are going to be people out there that say that he did.
Fair enough.
was not paying attention to politics during that time period. That time period of my life was not ever focused on politics. So I couldn't tell you one way or another if you did a good job. I'm still breathing, so I guess it was okay.
Well, listen, ladies and gents, we are coming to the end of the little Dirty Little Secrets Club for this week. However, I will say this before we go, we had a big death and one of America's probably one of the biggest dirty secrets that America has. O.J. Simpson passed away. And I did it with him right to the grave.
Apparently
they signed, anybody was going to see him within the last hours of his life had to sign an NDA before going in and seeing him.
Makes total sense. I've seen so many memes going around about his death. And one in particular was like, if they don't have a white Bronco carrying his body with like a police chasing down to the cemetery, then they like screwed up or something. I was like, oh my God.
When you write a book saying, had I did it or if I did it, you know what I mean? Like, come on, man.
Yeah. I mean, it's not breaking news any longer because it was a couple of days ago. But yeah, there was a lot of crazy shit that went on this week. We had a full ass episode going on here with all the crazy shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dirty Little Secrets of the World. We love you.
Well, ladies and gents, again, we appreciate you. We thank you. We love you. Thank you so much for tuning in every single week. What do you call it? Please wish Dana happy trails on her way to New Orleans. And what do you call it again? This coming week, I am going to be in a couple different places. Make sure you check out Instagram on both accounts to see where we're going to be, where we're set up to hopefully see all of you. That being said, Day, you want to let them know the one secret, the one rule, the Dirty Little Secrets Club?
You got it. Guys, the first rule of the Dirty Little Secrets Club is to tell everyone about the Dirty Little Secrets Club.
And we will see you guys again, God willing, next week. You think we want something from you, you got another thing coming.